Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving. A controversial new ethics law in Baltimore County is providing fodder for yet another political debate. Baltimore County political reporter Brian Sears of Patch.com is on the WBAL Newsline this morning. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Bill.
This one seems to rise up every couple of weeks lately. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that Councilman Ken Oliver, who and here's your lucky number again, who comes from Council District 4 over in Baltimore County, has introduced a bill that seeks to amend an ethics law that was passed in August right before the primary. Listeners may remember that this bill was interesting in the fact that it was designed, many believe, to target exactly two people, Bruce Berriano and Mike Day, who is the president of the Baltimore County Firefighters Union.
Mm-hmm.
What Oliver was the lone dissenting vote at the time, was very angry about this, and what his bill seeks to do is to make this bill retroactive, meaning that it would only apply to lobbyists and union leaders and contractors looking to get work with Baltimore County who have future convictions for certain crimes like embezzlement and forgery and fraud.
So it wouldn't affect Berriano and the union leaders who were affected by the original bill.
That's exactly right. If this is successful, it would essentially remove what had been done to them in August. Initially, Ken Oliver was the only sponsor of this bill. In the last 24 hours, it's picked up two additional sponsors, Councilman Joe Bartenfelder and Republican Councilman Brian McIntyre, both of which are leaving at the end of their term in December.
I was going to say, why is he making this noise now? Why not just wait another month until the new council comes in, where presumably there might be a different mindset?
Well, that's not terribly clear. I think the idea is that there seem to be enough votes to get this changed. Now, there were a few people on the council who felt that the prospective nature of this was unfair. Remember that in at least one case, changing it and making it prospective for lobbyists, that was literally done at the 11th hour. The council was set to vote on it on a Monday night, and it was introduced as a last-minute amendment and passed fairly quickly and without a tremendous amount of debate. The interesting thing here is that when this law was originally passed in August, it generated a lot of emotional discussion from Berriano and from Day. This time around, both of them are being sort of very quiet about it. I had a chance to sit down and talk with both gentlemen yesterday, and both of them said the same thing. They applauded the move and said, "Hey, you know what? It's all over. And if this works, we're ready to forgive and forget, and everybody moves on."